Dictation 4, Carla, C-A-R-L-A, Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N, April 26, 1959. Mrs. Nelson, new dialysis patient, our facility in Alma, history of ulcerative colitis Crohn's since age 18, eventually with total colectomy, ileostomy, history of uric acid stones, progressive renal failure, now requiring dialysis, used to follow with nephrology from the Saginaw area. There has been problems of recurring fungal mass on the left kidney for the last 3 years, off and on antifungal medications, followed through University of Michigan, prior episodes of urosepsis, candida species, prior procedures, prior cystoscopies, some of these for stone lithotripsy and removal. MRIs has been done. Presently no fever, mixed urine, presently no cloudiness or blood. Appetite has been fair. Has diarrhea but no bleeding, no abdominal pain. A dialysis catheter was placed. Prior history of smoking. Does not use oxygen at home. Chronic cough, no purulent material hemoptysis. Weight is stable, no skin rash or bruises. Has peripheral vascular disease prior procedures, minor edema, minor neuropathy on the toes. Has also diabetes. Next paragraph, past medical history. Ulcerative colitis Crohn's, total colectomy, ileostomy, coronary artery disease, stents, 2014, follows University of Michigan, also Dr. Doghmi, D-O-G-H-M-I, prior ventricular tachycardia requiring ablation, denies rheumatic fever, endocarditis, congestive heart failure, denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS stroke. There is peripheral vascular disease with procedures on the right leg within the last 1 year. There has been contracture of the fingers, question Dupuytren, was having what is called the complex regional pain syndrome, bilateral hands that presently is not on remission, prior parathyroid adenoma and surgery, with a benign lesion removed from the right side of the thyroid on replacement, prior hidradenitis suppurativa. It requires pineocytosis replacement, anemia treatment on RNS, problems of paroxysmal positional vertigo, decreased hearing, hypertension, not aware of chronic liver disease, next paragraph, start smoking age 16, half a pack per day, discontinued 8 years ago, no alcohol abuse or drugs. Next paragraph, procedures including total colectomy, including appendix, ileostomy, coronary artery stent, cystoscopy, lithotripsy, stone removal, procedures for the fungal mass, parathyroid and thyroid surgery, renal cancer, 1/3, right side nephrectomy without recurrence, did not require radiation treatment or radiotherapy, peripheral vascular disease procedures. Next paragraph, reported allergy to both iodine contrast as well as gadolinium for MRI, allergy to Anoro, A-N-O-R-O inhaler, tramadol, the diphtheria pertussis tetanus shot, Flonase, hydrocodone, influenza A, rosiglitazone, environmental raspberry, strawberry, Bactrin, sulfasalazine, trulicity, Victosa, adhesive tape, diloded, hydromorphine, nalbuphine, which is N-A-L-B-U-P-H-I-N-E. Narcotic-wise, she can take morphine and liquid Tylenol number 3 with codeine. Next paragraph, medication list review. Includes Lipitor, vitamin D, fluconazone, thyroid replacement, insulin Lentus, insulin Humalog, metoprolol, bicarbonate replacement, aspirin, Xarelto, magnesium, Prilosec, Hieron, dialysis, Epogen. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam. Decreased hearing, but alert oriented sign 3. Appears her age. Some proptosis of the eyes, but no ulcerations. Normal eye movement. Normal speech. No facial asymmetry. No respiratory distress. No palpable thyroid. No gross carotid bruit JVD. Distant breast sound COPD abnormalities and emphysema. No gross arrhythmia. No pericardial rap. No gross murmurs. Dialysis catheter on the right side. Ostomy on the abdomen. No tenderness or distension. 1 plus peripheral edema, no gross focal deficit besides decreased hearing. Next paragraph, chemistries. Anemia down to 8.6, low ferritin 151, 18%. On 3 hours and a half, URR 76, KTV 1.5. Present weight around 77.7, we are not removing fluid. Blood pressure runs high, 140s, 160s over 70s and 90s. Albumin nutrition 4.1, elevated potassium 5.6, diabetes A1C 9.2, phosphorus at 5.3, calcium 8.2, PTH 168. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. End-stage renal disease associated to diabetes, hypertension, ileostomy, fluid losses, prior kidney stone procedures, and active fungal infection, partial nephrectomy. Next number, patient needs an AV fistula. Next number, discuss about home peritoneal dialysis, most likely unable to do because of extensive abdominal surgeries and potential adhesions. Next number, hypertension. We will adjust medications accordingly. Next number, anemia. Needs iron replacement, EPO treatment. Next number, clearance appears good. Decreased time to 3 hours 15. Next number, no fluid removal. Next number, continue bicarbonate replacement because of ileostomy losses. Next number, normal albumin. Next number, phosphorus less than 5.5, binders when needed. Calcium acceptable, PTH therapeutic, does not require vitamin D125. Next number, refer to University of Michigan for transplant evaluation. Next number, discuss about home hemodialysis that she is interested. Next number, other issues include the ulcerative colitis, Crohn's, total colectomy, and ostomy. Next number, peripheral vascular disease. Next number, coronary artery disease and procedures. Next number, physical findings for COPD and emphysema prior to smoker. Next number, active fungal infection. Follow through University of Michigan on fluconazole. All issues discussed with the patient. Continue to follow. End of dictation.